this bulletin, the Australian government asks North Korea to choose dialogue over missile action. Protesters in Peru and Argentina demand better protection for the Amazon. And in AFL, Jeremy Cameron wins the Coleman Medal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Australia has condemned recent North Korea missile launches and requested other countries apply pressure to the regime. World leaders are attending the G7 summit in France, and North Korea's missile activity is on the table for discussion. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has urged Pyongyang to end the provocative action because the firing of missiles violates UN Security Council resolutions. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump says the United States has a really good relationship with North Korea. Mr. Trump says the North Korean leader has been very straight with him after the firing of two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea off the East Coast. President Trump says the relationship could change, but North Korea hasn't been restricted from testing missiles yet.
I think that we have a very good relationship. We'll see what happens. That could always change, but we'll see what happens. Kim Jong-un has been, pretty straight with me, I think. And we're going to see what's going on. We're going to see what's happening. He likes testing missiles, but we never restricted short-range missiles. We'll see what happens.
French police have used tear gas and water cannons to disrupt anti-capitalist protesters near the G7 summit in Biarritz. The group shouted hate messages about the police after an earlier authorised peaceful march near the Spanish-French border. France has rolled out 13,000 police officers to protect world leaders at the three-day summit. Ahead of the talks, French President Emmanuel Macron says strong coordination is needed to repair the situation in Iran.
We have to fix the situation, and we had a lot of contacts, and I think we work very hard because I think we do share the same objective.
The French government is hopeful America will agree to fight hate speech on social media after a delay in a deal. The planned charter for an open, free and safe internet will involve a commitment from US-based online platforms. The French junior digital industry minister has indicated the agreement was delayed on Saturday, but will happen on Monday. The push for improved online protection involves removing content, moderating and supporting victims of hate crimes. China's Commerce Ministry says a US decision to impose extra tariffs violates the values of mutual respect and benefit. The federal opposition's Jim Chalmers says he's concerned about the ongoing trade war between the United States and China. In a statement, China says it's strongly opposing the tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese goods because it damages the multilateral trade system. Economists around the world are fearful if the war continues, it could tilt the global economy into recession. With Australian stock markets already feeling the effects, Mr. Chalmers is calling on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to use the G7 summit to work with world leaders on finding a solution.
Nobody wins from a trade war, and when issues like this escalate, that is cause for concern. Nobody wins from the sort of conflict we're seeing between the Chinese and the Americans. We need to see these issues resolved so that the other countries of our region and around the world aren't unnecessarily impacted by these issues.
Hong Kong police have attempted to break up anti-government protests after campaigners threw petrol bombs and bricks. There were no reports of injuries, but it's believed some protesters ripped up lampposts and established roadblocks. After almost 3 months of anti-government rallies, there are no signs of the demonstrations ending. The Hong Kong government says the protesters pose a serious threat to the public safety. Military aircraft and Brazilian troops are being used to fight fires in the Amazon for what is being described as unprecedented operations. The surge in fires within the forest has caused alarm among environmentalists and sparked outrage around the world. Hundreds of protesters have taken to the streets in Lima, Peru and Buenos Aires, Argentina, calling for more action to protect the Amazon. Many are blaming right-wing President Jair Bolsonaro for undermining the protection of the world's largest tropical rainforest and ignoring illegal deforestation by farmers and land grabbers. More than 20% of the world's oxygen is produced by the Amazon, and the forest is considered a vital break on climate change. Protesters say more action must be taken.
It's the voice of all of us here in Latin America. There are millions of animals who have died. The indigenous people. The lungs of the planet are ending. We need to do something together. You too, not just us. Please come together.
him, por favor.
Greater Western Sydney forward Jeremy Cameron has been awarded the AFL's Coleman Medal. Cameron displayed a career-best performance when his team beat Gold Coast on Saturday by 72 points. The Giants coach, Leon Cameron, says he has been the top goal kicker all year.
Oh, I mean, it's a phenomenal effort. He's been at our footy club from day dot. He's, you know, he came up as a 17-year-old. He's just, you know, he would have knocked back so many offers to go somewhere else to be at our club, and we're wrapped to have him.
And now we'll look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 20. Adelaide, similar conditions, 14. Melbourne, a possible shower, 13. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13. Canberra, light morning frost, mostly sunny, 16. Wollongong, a possible late shower, 19. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, sunny, 24. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, sunny, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.